Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust up and everybody else between throwing it down as we kick it. The Wicked Wednesday has begun, and the tension continues at Chavez Ravine this evening as the Los Angeles Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals are tied at one in the ninth inning right now. And I got to tell you, man, like, I didn't think this game would still be going on when we came on. I knew it was going to be a close game. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I knew, listen, it's the St. Louis Cardinals and the L.A. Dodgers in the playoffs. Yeah, it's a one-gamer here. But, man, like, here we are right now. Like, I tweeted out, like, 2 hours ago. It feels like next run wins type of deal, right? Kenley Jansen on the hill right now. There's two out. And, Joe West. You never know what Joe West is going to call. Right, but I got to be honest. You know, I don't want to give the guy credit. Every time I give an umpire, referee credit, and say
the umps and refs aren't killing us, they kill us. So I'm not going to give him credit yet. But
he's sort of been all over the place, but consistently all over the place in a sense. He's changed as it's gone on. So the tension mounts. Tension mounts here. Obviously, it's a sweat job. Oh my God! Foul ball. So it's a foul ball. Right down it was down the first baseline. If it would have dropped, it was trouble, and the Cardinals would have had the lead. Simple as that. If it would have dropped, but it ended up going foul. Dear God, I don't know if I would be able to take this. I think we're having technical difficulties. Off the start of the program here as well. So I'll just keep talking and doing my thing. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I think I broke a computer just moments before the show started, too. Not deliberately. Like, I didn't like, smash it and throw it, but I knocked it off of a desk accidentally. And, man, it got hit hard. like, if it was a boxing match, it was a knockout. Like, it landed, like, flat, too. Bam! Like, I don't know. We'll see what happens after the fact. I'm pretty much good for, like, destroying a computer every, like, 6 months or something like that. Like, not purposely. I did break a computer, like, 2 years ago by punching it, and I didn't even mean to do that. I didn't really want to punch it as hard as I did, and I ended up, like, busting the screen up pretty good. I might be busting screens up pretty good here, and Kenley Jansen. Oh, the Dodgers get out of it. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning, tied at one. You know what? I was going to go to this game, but it's just a one game off. You know what I mean? I want to go when I can stay for a couple of days and see a couple games of games. And I can't imagine if I was at this game right now. Like, the stress. I can't. Oh, now they're checking Jansen on the way. Yeah, good time to search this guy. Like, dear God. In a big, you know, we're playing a pretty big game here. I'm like, really? Can you do that? You know, get that crap out of the way. They just inspected Jansen off on the way. You know what? It reminds me of, who was it? Was it Todd Worrell? I think it was Todd Worrell on the Dodgers years ago. It was Jay Howe. My bad. Jay Howe. Remember Jay Howe was against the Mets. He got nailed in a playoff game, scuffing the ball. So I can't really call out the umpires now, can I? I can tell you, I'm on the Sacramento Kings tonight, plus 2 points. And on a normal night, I'd be sweating this game out. I got a pretty big play on it. Some NBA preseason basketball. Sacramento against the LA Clippers. We're on the points here, but whatever, man. Like, you know what? I had a lot of action tonight. I bet on a lot of different games, and I dipped my beak in everything tonight. And I don't even really care, man. I'm just focused in on this baseball game,
We hit both the props that we gave you on Game Time Decisions tonight. Max Scherzer, I didn't like betting against Max Scherzer, but I knew he wasn't going to get 8 strikeouts. 7.5 strikeouts. That was way too high. We're hitting with the, we've been doing well. Doing well with the strikeout props so far. So far, so good, right? With the strikeout props. Last night we hit Cole, tonight Scherzer. Thing is, these aces, they don't last. They don't go that long in the playoffs and stuff. Like, people talk about, oh, this guy can pitch 2 times and 3 times in a series and stuff, but it doesn't really happen, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're in an era right now where you saw, man, Max Scherzer actually settled down and Dave Roberts went to the bullpen. And listen, Dave Roberts gets criticized because the sky is blue during the day and it gets dark at nighttime. And it's amazing to me how nobody will give him credit. Like, if that move went wrong and St. Louis scored, Dave Roberts right now on Twitter, every jackass that ever even played Little League baseball would be, like, criticizing Dave Roberts right now. Dave Roberts makes a great call. Do you see anybody? No. Right? Nobody says, hey, man, that was a pretty ballsy, you know, that was a ballsy call. Yeah, that was a ballsy call right there. That's it. That's my deal. That's my problem with today's society. People will criticize, but they're not too quick to, like, admit after.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know, that they're wrong, and people seem to be wrong all the time. Like, they seem to be wrong all the time. The late night anger management class. Looks like it's going to be one of those chaotic nights tonight. Plus, I'm sweating like crazy. I literally am. I was actually cold before, so I put the hoodie on. Now I'm sweating my ass off. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner, and I know the winner, so call me now!
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coaches.
Line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati. Come on, come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Your time has come. You're on the run. You're in point blank range. Your time has come. The damage is done. You're in the final stage. You have lost. I have won. You're in point blank range. You think I'm dead, but I'm not. Risen from the ashes, take what you've got. You think I'm dead, but I'm not. Right.
I don't. Your time has come, you're on the run. You're gonna feel my rage. Your time has come, you're on the run. You're in point blank range. Your time has come, the damage is done. You're in the final stage. You have lost, I have won. You're in point blank range.
Come on.
Admit it.
You do your own play-by-play in your head when you play horse.
Don't you? You do you, bro.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
Yes, glowing teeth, that's a thing. University of Pennsylvania researchers have developed smart dental implants treated with antibacterial nanoparticles to keep your mouth clean. But even cooler, embedded in each tooth, piezoelectric crystals generate electricity when you chew or brush your teeth, making your molars glow. Dental implants are supposed to last 20 years, but mostly they don't because of bad hygiene. Oral light therapy can kill even more bacteria and make you look really cool at the disco.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me at G. Capalbo on Twitter and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
The late night anger management class, testing my levels of anger management. As always. What else is this? What else is this? I don't know if we have Wednesday. I don't know if we have camp. I'm assuming, I don't know. Do we? Oh, is that going to drop? Man, the stress just levels just continue to grow here. All right, we're having some problems with the phone lines evidently right now. Matthias is working on everything. He's just one man. There's only so much he can do. I wasn't yelling at him, but I was just typing in caps. So I can't do much more than type in caps. Like when I go to the caps, that's when I'm like starting to get angry. So I went to the caps. I can't do much more than go to the caps. So we'll just keep you up to date. Keep me informed here about Cam. We'll try to get him on another system or I don't know. And I'm sure Cam's like really impressed right now, as well. And as I stated, I'm already down one computer tonight. I'm already down. Like I said, I don't know what it is, man. It's like once a year, I like mandatorily like break a computer by accident. So hopefully I'm not smashing any computers by the time this game is done. I swear to God, I really did not think that this game would be this long. It started at 8 o'clock Eastern time. It really has, eh? So what is over 4 hours now? Everybody in the Cardinal dugout is standing. Everybody's tense. Everybody in Dodger Stadium is standing. I would stand too, but I can't. Man, everybody's standing up right now. I should just stand up too. You know, like one of my favorite radio hosts of all time, of course, was Ted Teevan. I was looking for the word. someone that inspired me. One of my mentors. But he was actually a friend of mine, but I listened to him. But Ted Teevan, radio host, he never sat down. Like, I swear to God, he used to come on after me, and the first thing he'd do, man, he'd roll all the chairs out of the way and he'd stand. He stood up. He was on for like 3 hours. He stood up the entire, he wasn't young. He stood up for the entire show. I swear to God, he never sat down. I think in the early days he used to sit, but I don't know if it became a thing with him after. Like, he used to pace and stuff, but he used to stand. He used to turn every light on. It would be like an operating room. It was like bright as hell. People think I'm a hard ass and stuff. Like, man, he used to like flip. Like, he'd fire you and stuff. Like, he had a rule if you were like the operator. You know what I mean? They call people producers and stuff. Let's call them operators. So, like, the operator, he had a policy. No chewing gum. Like, no sandwiches. No, like... He was like an old school football coach. Like, you know, one of his guys, someone was chewing gum in the studio once, man. And he stopped the show. He's like, "Are you chewing gum?" And, oh, yeah, he lost it. He absolutely, like, you know, people think I'm like losing it. Hell, I only lose it like when our phone line drops and I'm left in space without my guests. All right, Dodgers just got a walk here. Runner on first base. Is that Bellinger? Yes, sir, Bellinger. Bellinger got a hit earlier today, too. I want to bet on that. Bellinger was 0.5 total bases tonight. 0.5 total bases for Bellinger. Bellinger got that hit, so he went over. We took Trey Turner over 1.5 total bases. It's interesting. All, you know, on this total base prop, like last night, pretty much everybody in Yankees and Red Sox were 0.5. Yeah, someone was shaded to the over and stuff with the juice, but tonight, the Dodgers, everybody was pretty much 1.5. I want to take both Turners, too. I should have taken Justin Turner. Justin Turner hit a home run tonight. All right, that's where we're at here. The Cardinals manufactured a run in the first inning. They got on first base. Edmund's been unbelievable tonight for the Cardinals. Guy's 3 for 5. He scored a run. He stole a base. And he stole the base. Like, they played small ball to manufacture the run. The Dodgers got a home run from Justin Turner. And the Dodgers had the bases loaded. I think it was in the fourth. They had the bases loaded with one out, and Trey Turner hit into a double play. His bat broke. It's like one of those deals like in hockey. You know, the stick breaks on like what could have been a great one-timer. His bat broke. So we got two outs at the bottom of the ninth inning. And I got to tell you, I almost wish we were playing with those rules in which we put a runner on second base, because I don't know if I can take this. Like, if this is the start, if the Dodgers are fortunate enough to win this, I can.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Can't, like, I'm not going to be able to deal with this. Like, if every game's like this against, like, San Francisco and stuff. This is a little different because it is an elimination game. I've got quite a bit on the Dodgers. I've got the Dodgers to win the World Series, and I'm a Dodgers fan, so it's all sort of compounded and rolling into one here. It's rare that we're on live late like this for these games. Right? You know what I mean? Sometimes Monday Night Football will go a little late or something like that, but it's rare. You know what I mean? It will actually...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners. And I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute. $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati. Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
Boom! The Los Angeles Dodgers are advancing to the National League divisional round, and they will be taking on the San Francisco Giants on Friday night. It's over, and the Dodgers cover on the run line. They win by two. The Dodgers win by two. Dodger Stadium goes crazy and absolutely explodes. Chris Taylor smacks a two-run shot. 3-1, Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Dodgers win. The Dodgers cover the run and a half. The game stays under the number. Max Scherzer under 7.5 strikeouts. Trey Turner over 1.5 bases.
I just made more money in the last 5 hours than you trolls do in 5 years of government-issued checks. Boom. Cash it. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dramatic win. Dodger Stadium's just going absolutely insane right now. Yes, wow. Wow. Big drama in Chavez Ravine. Big time drama. And the series is on. The Dodgers and the Giants. It doesn't get any easier. But let's soak this in here. Wow. Any great words of Pete Weber? Who do you think you are? I am. 3-1. And they cover on the run line in the end. -1.5 even hits. 1.5 even hits. What, that's, wow. You know what? Taylor made an awesome catch as well tonight in the field. Like big time catch. Like, yeah, it's big time drama tonight. And the Dodgers, wow. St. Louis Cardinal players are like shocked. One of those, like they're just staring at the field. And oh yeah, what did I talk about earlier about being having a big money play on the Sacramento Kings over the LA Clippers? Yeah, it's 101.79 right now for the Sacramento Kings. Seems like I'm feeding off all of the, I love it. I love it. Trolls come in. Oh, I hope the Dodgers lose. I hope Marinci's team loses. Thank you. Thank you. My rent is very expensive in the condo I live in, and I think I just made like 2 months worth of it. So thank you very much. We're like an entity. We're like an entity on Star Trek. We're feeding off of it. Keep hating. Keep bringing it. Keep hating. Keep bringing it. And keep watching us. Keep listening. Wow. Big time. Like, you know, it was one of those deals. I wish the sound was on. I didn't get the full pop of that. Like, you know what I mean? As a fan, I didn't get the full pop of it. Like, I sort of saw it. I'm like, oh, my God. And I said, I think that's gone. I think it's gone. I think it's gone. And then, boom. Wow. Big time drama tonight. Exciting game. I got to be honest, like considering the way things are going right now, and I can't even hear anybody. I can't hear any music. I'm assuming that our producer right now is coordinating with our guest and figuring things out. Or I guess I'm supposed to just sort of sit here by myself for 3 hours and not have any music, not have any guests, and have nothing. That's what we're doing here, right? I'm dead serious. I can't hear anything. Like I don't, I'm on my own. We're on like line number 6 or 7 or something like that. I'm not blaming anybody. You know what? You see, man, Facebook was down for 6 hours the other day. I don't know what the hell goes on in this world, man. But like, all I can do, I'm just a talk show host, right? I'm just a talk show host. But I'm an angry talk show host. I'll tell you that. I'm a disgruntled talk show host right now, but it's all good. Basically, like, God have mercy on people's souls that the Dodgers just won right now. We'll put it that way. Like, if the St. Louis Cardinals would have just won, I'm probably walking. I'm probably just getting up and saying, all right, like, what are we doing here? But whatever. It is what it is. And, man, like I said, like, that game was just, like, so tense. So tense, so over the top. And it's not like a basketball game, man, like, or a football game. Baseball is torture. Like, because it's so, like, deliberate and it's so slow. And every pitch, it's like, like, you know what I mean? Like, every pitch is like a heart attack. Right? Like, you watch a basketball game and it's like, whatever, man. You're not sweating it out as Buddy's walking it up the court. You're not sweating it out. Like, there's so many stoppages and it's like, all right, yeah, you hold your breath when Curry takes a... Especially, like, if you're a fan. If you're a fan of the team in the playoffs,
Like, you know, I've never been a big fan of those shots they show the fans all the time, like praying and stuff like that. It's like, listen, if your mother has cancer or something, you know, pray for that. I tell you what, I do pray, and I've never prayed once, like to God, like for a sports victory. There's something about it, but so you always see those people. Red Sox fans are big with it. You'll see it at Fenway. They'll all be like they're praying or something when they're watching a game. You're going to need prayer. You're playing the Tampa Bay Rays, I'll tell you that. But I know they're feeling now. Like, I wasn't praying, but my palm was literally getting sweaty. And for me, it's always something, man. Maybe it's the Indian food I ate tonight. I ate some spicy Indian food tonight. I'm just, you know, nothing's easy here. Right? We're getting ready. We're going to have Cam Stewart on, Babano on, Dennis Dodd on. The Dodgers are playing. Hey, big night coming up. I should have known better to expect anything, you know, other than whatever, than the worst. So I order food, and it's Uber Eats. And I specifically showed, because I got to be honest, like, nobody speaks English. Like, none of these Uber Eats guys. So, So this guy was an Asian dude. And I said to him, I said, yo, are you Hugh? Yeah, it was H-U-Y. I said, are you Hugh? He just said, yes. And I even said to him, I said, so it's for Gabriel. And I even held the phone up like to show him like, yo, this is the order. And he goes, yes, yes. And he just gives it to me. And the first thing I thought when I got it, I was like, this is pretty heavy. And I know what I ordered. I was like, what's going on? What's in this bag? So, of course, I'm an idiot. I come back upstairs, and the Dodger game's going on. I'm stressed out about the game, so I don't open up the bag for like 30 minutes. I just put the food. I put the food on the counter, and I don't open it up. So about half an hour later, I open it up, and I realize it's Chinese food, and I ordered Indian food. So, in other words, I got somebody else's food, and then I realized, all right, my food's probably like sitting in my lobby, which it was. So I went downstairs to my lobby, and I could have kept the Chinese food. And I gotta tell you, too, just by random chance, because I was going to keep it at first. Because I didn't even think. I said, screw this. I wasn't even going to go back downstairs. I was like, you know what? I got Chinese. Whoever ordered this is their problem and whatever. And then I thought, you know what? No, I'm sure this stupid idiot just put the food downstairs and didn't even call me, which is exactly what happened. And then, you know, I try to be nice, so I bring the Chinese food back downstairs, try to get my door lady to track down the person, some girl named Layla. I know it was for Layla. Layla! So I know it was for Layla. The door lady really didn't give a crap. So then I realized, you know, why am I missing the Dodger game trying to return Chinese food to somebody because Uber Eats are a bunch of morons? That's my night. Then, you know, I start the show here, seeming like everything was going to be fine. Not really, actually. I told them before. I said, the video feed is choppy. And I was like, but I don't care. Those are my exact words. I said, but I don't care. I'm worried about the Dodger game. And but I never expected. We've had video problems before, but I don't know. We had phone issues last week. Hopefully this is just a brief brief instance right now. But as I stated, right now, like, I'm on my own. The producer can't talk to me. And we obviously can't get Cam on right now. And Babano obviously is gone. Oh yeah, I love trolls. I love trolling people back now. That's the way you got it. You either ignore them or troll them back. Here's Montreal Max, the king of all trolls. He's like a professional troll. Like whenever my favorite teams lose or he knows I have a bet, he'll always like send me the score after. Like I don't know. Like I don't have access to scores. So I'm gonna tell him right now. Dodgers win. Dodgers win 3-1 and cash -1.5. There you go. Just because I'm sure you don't know the score, Max. I know you tune into the show, too. I know you don't know the score of the game. I figured I just had to let you know that the Dodgers won. I don't know why you do that. Like, I don't know why you send me tweets about that. Like, he knows I'm a Raptor fan, so, like, after the Raptor game, like, it'll be over, he'll send me a tweet. You know, Pistons 119, Raptors. Like, he sends me, like, the recap of the game. It's like, oh, I had no idea, Max. I had no idea what the Raptor score was.
I Karen just retweeted it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. I am Renzi. Now, if you're listening, Cam, just go to bed, Cam. Just go to bed. Pack it in. Pack it up. Pack it in. Pack it up. Give it in. Whatever they say. I'm just realizing something right now. Like, I haven't even looked at my account yet. I really don't. Like, I don't live and die with, like, the... I don't live and die with each, you know what I mean? I like to look at the end of the night. I like the surprise. I really do. I see, like, yeah, Max didn't like the tweet. Now, what's that worth, a nickel? well, I know I won more. No, I won more than you lost in the last 24 hours. Like I said, it's funny. Funny how fucking troll. It's funny how trolls like hate like getting trolled. Hate getting trolled. That's the best. He's all up in arms. Oh, he tweets me. I bet this. I bet this. Nobody cares what you bet, Max. All right. I don't care what you bet. I don't know why you tell me what you bet. Do I tell you what I bet? No, because you don't. You shouldn't care. I don't care what you bet. that's great. And you know what? Max is a nice guy in real life, but I don't know. He's just like one of these online, like I said, 2021 and this stuff, like, it's draining. You people drain me. You people drain me, man. All right, here's Arash. Arash Markazi's Twitter account's been great tonight. I'm jealous, man. He's got a great shot in the stands here right now. Wow. Another classic moment at Chavez Ravine. This obviously isn't Kirk Gibson, but it's a start. It's a start, right? It's like we got the wild card out of the way. Now it's the San Francisco Giants. Will not be easy. And if you think this was tense, oh, my God. San Francisco and L.A.? Listen, I tell you what, the ratings last night for the Yankee-Red Sox game, like, set an all-time record. I saw it tonight, like, it was ESPN's, like, most viewed game. It was ESPN's most viewed game, like, since the 80s or something. I don't know, like, it was that, like, watched. And there's a comment, there's a misconception as far as, like, East Coast, West Coast. Like, there's an East Coast bias, like George Kurtz. Like, people on the East Coast think that, like, the West Coast doesn't exist. Or, like, oh, why is the game starting so late? Because there's, you know, 200 million people that aren't you, right? So, like, the fact of the matter is, the later something is on, the higher ratings there are. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't pay Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel and all these guys $15 million a year and put them on at 8 o'clock at night, do they? No. They're on late at night. Why is that? Because that's the time that most people are watching TV. Right? Like the West Coast. So what I'm saying is the Dodgers-Giants numbers are going to be massive. They're going to be massive, right? Like the television executives right now. Wow, like they can't. They're pretty happy. St. Louis are a traditional market and stuff, but you know, I mean, it doesn't have the same flash as Los Angeles and San Francisco. You've got Boston on the East Coast. Chicago's a massive market for the Midwest. So from a television perspective, we'll monitor the television ratings, but I'll get you the exact number from last night, but the TV numbers should be pretty big, actually. Chris Taylor is the fourth player in Dodger history to hit a walk-off home run in a postseason game. But we know that Kirk Gibson is one of them. Who are the other two? Come on, Elias Sports Bureau. Come on, man. How about this? The Dodgers have hit a home run in 14 straight playoff games dating back to last season. This is tied for the second longest streak in Major League Baseball postseason history. Wow. 14 straight playoff games going deep. It's a dangerous way to live, man, though, playing for the long ball. And the Dodgers, like, lost a lot of World Series is, like, because of that. Right? Like, we could talk about, like, the garbage cans and the Astros and all that. And I think it did play into it a bit. But, you know what I mean? It did and it didn't. But that wasn't the only time the Dodgers lost. I mean, look how good the Dodgers have been over the years. And they've only won once, going back to the Oral Hershiser and that Kirk Gibson game. Right? In 88. So, like, it's a dangerous way to play. Now they're just so damn deep that they play the analytics of it that, listen, with the 27 outs in the lineup that we have, we're going to hit a few home runs. We're going to go, a couple of dudes will go deep. And we've got good pitching, and that'll be the difference in the game. And you saw St. Louis try to manufacture and play small ball and win the game. Hell of a baseball game. It's crazy, isn't it, that it ended up being 3-1, though? Like, that's the thing that blows my mind in the end. And it's funny, because I got a tweet from somebody, and I retweeted it, I agreed, was, and I agreed, was it was 1-1, and I said, man, this is stressful, right? Somebody tweeted me, I'm going to find a tweet here, they said, I've got the Dodgers, it was 1-1, they said, I got the Dodgers minus 1.5, and for some reason, I'm still kind of hopeful about it, I don't feel like, and I actually agreed. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. I even took the in-game under 4.5 as well. All right, let's see where we're at here. Let's see what happened. Let's see what we won. It's always one of these deals where it's like, come on, I should have won more than that, right? Yeah, not bad. I forgot about that play I made, the crazy, stupid play I put together on Game Time Decisions. Los Angeles Dodgers plus 2.5 runs and a Seattle Seahawks plus 10. I was kidding around about like it would be cool to have a baseball football teaser, right? I said, I want the Dodgers plus 3.5 and we add 7 points to the football game. And then, you know what? We realized I don't need 3.5. We'll take the 2.5. It was minus 200 though. It was minus 200. So, hey, that was a nice night tonight. I got to be honest with you guys for, like, full disclosure, and I am honest about all these things, but this is the best start to the baseball playoffs that I think I've, like, ever had. Like, honestly, you know how many times I've lost these wild card games and, like, game ones of these five-game series and, like, big money and stuff? Like, wow. Like, tonight we actually swept the board in this baseball game. It's been a nice run, but I don't like talking smack. I prefer talking about the losses. It's more entertaining, number one, to vent your rage. And number two, you're going to jinx yourself. You know, oh, I'm winning. I don't want to mush myself. And number three, like the preseason. We were killing the preseason, then word gets out in the NHL, and everybody wants picks. Oh, and then there's pressure, right? Because it's like, oh, man, all right, what about this game? What about that game? Look, we were wrong about the Devils tonight. That was a bad pick. But the Winnipeg Jet, that was like the top one. I'm telling you now, the Calgary Flames are going to be a fade team this year in the NHL. All right? They're going to be a fade team. I think the Calgary Flames are going to have problems. I don't like generalizing with teams, play this team, that, and this and that, or whatever, but I do believe that the Calgary Flames, I don't think the Flames are good. I think the Flames got problems. I think they got, like, coaching problems. I think they're chemistry problems. I just don't think they're a good team. So we bet against them tonight in the preseason. I've watched them quite a bit in the preseason. And it's not like a deal where they're going to try harder. Hockey players try hard all the time. So it's not like, oh, it's just the preseason. No, they're trying and they're losing. And I think that'll continue. Wow. I'm all fired up. Like I said, though, it's a little anticlimactic because I was hoping to talk to Cam right now. And I was just told, all right, we're going to have him. But no, we don't. No, we don't. But it was a commercial break, and I was going to turn up the sound during a commercial break to the game, and I didn't because, as I stated earlier, I don't know, I'm a walking menace to society. I knocked over, like, a light earlier that smashed into my guitar. It's, like, the second time I've done that. I knocked over a computer. I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, honestly. I've injured myself, like, 4 times, guys, in the last 3 weeks. Like, severely injured myself. Like, and not drinking. Like, I don't know. There's something up. Like, somebody's got a voodoo doll in me or something. But it's weird. I'm winning, like, every bet I make. But I'm injuring myself, and I'm falling over. And I'm tripping. I'm like Kramer. I've turned into Kramer. Like, I'm tripping over. I've tripped and fallen maybe like 3 or 4 times in the last month. Not drunk either. Like, tripping on a cable, falling. I smashed my knee into a metal door 2 times. For whatever reason, the other night, it never happened to me once. Like, you know, you go to the bathroom in the dark type thing. You get up and, you know your place and you're like, you're good. Somehow, I walked right into a wall. but really hard. Like, it was all dark, like, bam! And, like, not a soft wall. Like, basically, like, a partition. I walked into a partition, hit my face, and smashed my knee that I'd already injured. Like, it's, like, it's to the point now where I don't even want to leave the house sometimes. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, something weird's going to happen. I order Uber, whatever. I order Indian, I get Chinese. Turns into a 25-minute escalade. But hey, we're winning the bets. We're winning the bets, baby. John in Chicago. I still have the chat, actually. See, you guys are my lifeline to the outside world. I still have the chat. What's up, chat? John in Chicago. Says Sacramento are a good bet in the preseason. You're welcome. What do you mean you're welcome? I'm the one that gave them on game time decisions tonight. Like, I don't need to thank you for giving me a pick. Cam Stewart took the Sacramento Kings to win the NBA Summer League. Well, we couldn't get the future in. But yes, the Sacramento Kings. What's up, Ventra? Like that. Oh, yeah, thanks. I love that, too. People always tweet me things like that I've already tweeted out like 2 hours ago and stuff. It's like, I don't know, like, but we're in a world now where people don't listen. They do their thing and they don't, like. I told Babano the other night, I was speaking with Babano. I told Babano, I said, hey, I said, man, I'm on a 14-1 run in the NHL preseason. He doesn't say, oh, wow, great job. Or he didn't say anything. He goes, oh, I'm not betting the preseason much. Like, he doesn't listen. Right. It's like people do it all the time. Yeah, younger people do. Older people will listen. The younger people don't listen. They just talk. They don't hear what you say. They just talk themselves. And they don't really care what you say. Like, it's like, yeah, I already said that. Like, how many times on this show have I said something and then a guest after, like, says, like, oh, I don't know what the line is, or the line is different from what I just told them what it is and stuff. Like, that never happens to me. I do ESPN radio every Friday. Like, I never, like, if they ask me a question or they say something, I don't, like, not know what they said. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of weird. You're welcome, Reese. And don't forget to thank John in Chicago. I love
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I feel for Cam, man. Because Cam's a trooper. You know, Cam wants to come on. And we understand Cam's trying to. It's like Star Trek. Like, it's like we're trying to beam him in and he's lost, like, in space. I've heard Cam's voice once and I know he's getting mad. And somehow, though, Babano has, like, popped through. We beam Babano up. Is this true? Is this true? Do we have a banner?
Telephone line, give me some time. Yeah, I am here, Gabe. Good to be with you.
Wow, you sound very good as well, Babano. I don't know if I've ever been as happy to hear your voice before, Babano. How you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we need to help you out here, give you a break. I mean, you've been carrying the show for the last hour. I'm glad to pitch in and help here.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. No, it's... Yeah, we start the show, and there's, like, yeah, no guests, no producer, no music in my head. Like, I'm just sort of, at one point, I didn't even know if I was on. I just sort of kept talking. I'm watching the Dodger game, and I'm stressing out like crazy watching this Dodger game, but it's amazing. So just for the record, we actually swept the board, everybody, in the Dodger game tonight. Dodgers -1.5 winner. Dodgers Argonauts moneyline parlay winner. Dodgers Spain Italy -4.5 winner. Max Scherzer -7.5 strikeouts winner. Trey Turner +1.5 total bases winner. And in game -4.5. Boom. 6-0. 6-0, baby. In the Dodger Cardinal game tonight. I'll take it. And CFL tonight, Babano. I was on the Argonauts and the over. And me and Cam were, like, kind of raging earlier in the game, flipping out about that game. But we cashed that as well. So it was a really big night to head to Winnipeg Jets. I think they only lost. I don't even know what my record is. It was, like, really big, like 12-1 or something. Like, I did lose the Orlando Magic game. I did lose the Orlando Magic. But did you bet the Argo Red Black game tonight?
Yes, I had the over in that game. I'll take it. 3 non-offensive touchdowns for the Argos, but I'll take it.
There was a sweat job early for the total. Oh, I was like 6-1 and whatever. I was like, come on, man. All right, hang in here, Babano. We'll talk some football on the other side. More winners coming up.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.